Another highly interesting experiment is about to happen here at Coffee Mumbo Jumbo's HQ on a sunny afternoon. I've got, of course, you might know, some Harrogate still water, and it's of course spring water, and I'm going to now crack a bottle open and do a hot brew with it, a V60. I'm thinking of using Campbell and Symes Kenyan Qnu AB beans. I know it as a cold brew. It is delicious. I also know it as a V60, but with different water. So that, well, in my memory bank, I will now do this. So, I've washed my kettle, of course, cracking open the bottle, filling up my kettle with nothing else but pure, still, Harrogate spring water. You might remember me telling you that this very water is what our cricketers drink, and also what the army drinks when they're away, the troops. I'm going to put this on pause, I'm going to boil the kettle, I'm going to do everything correctly, as in, well, actually I can do that already now, weigh up my beans. I use 16 grams. Beautiful beans. I'm going to grind them. I'm going to use it as a V60. Of course, I'm going to also put some boiling water over the filter, the paper filter first, and then check back in to tell you what this coffee will taste like. So here we go, my freshly ground coffee, which absolutely smells delicious. Wow. Just putting that in the V60, I've already washed my paper filter, got it on my scales. I'm tearing my scales. Here we go, zero with 16 grams. I'm gonna add 250 milliliters of water. My Harrogate spring water has boiled. Just transferring it into my pouring jug, which has got this swan-shaped neck, which is brilliant to just pour over these grinds. But what I need to do is, I've also warmed up the vessel below the filter and still had some water in it. Of course, that we cannot do. Okay, so tearing it, zero. Timer on, and off we go. Just at the center of the grinds, like in the round the world movement. Just first going to do 50 milliliters of water and let it pre-infuse for about 35 seconds. So we're on 18 seconds, the bubbles are coming up. These beans are freshly roasted. They are beautiful. As I said, I've had that roast by Campbell and Symes, that Kenyan, as a cold press, cold brew, and also in the V60 already before. But now, we're 35 seconds in, and I'm going to pour just gently onto the grinds again, let that bloom just happen. It's good to pat it down a little bit so that actually all the grinds get in contact with the water. You might hear it trickling through. We're on 104 grams. 59 seconds, 1 minute. The bed should never get dry, so this is where this amazing pouring jug comes into its own, because you can just pour such a fine stream of water that it's almost the same as what's coming out, the same kind of, how would I put it, stream that's coming out at the bottom that what you're putting in at the top. So the grinds never kind of get overly saturated and never get dry, which is pretty cool. I'm just going to continue a little bit. 200 grams, minute 40. You know, the pre-infusion, not many people do it, but I like doing it because it, especially with a freshly ground coffee, it gives the gas the chance to just kind of bubble a little bit and get all the grinds really wet. So just a little bit more. It's going in a circular movement. Okay, actually I do 230 milliliters is what I do. And now I'm just waiting for the water to seep through all the grinds. And my vessel down below looks already very nice, I must say. So this will yield just one cup of coffee, of delicious coffee, I hope, using the Harrogate spring water, which of course you wouldn't probably have at home all the time. But you never know when you're on holiday, and I always travel with all my paraphernalia and my kit. So this has gone through. I'm going to take off the Hario filter, and now I'm left just with the vessel below, which I'm giving a gentle swirl around. And well, I'm going to transfer and hopefully into my double-walled glass, which I haven't prepared. Let me just do that quickly now, because that needs to be warm as well. So I'm just going to maybe put a little bit of that Harrogate water in there as well. I'm not going to waste that precious water. I'm just going to swirl it around in my double-walled glass and put it back into the jug, because I will drink this, whether it's got coffee in it or whether it's just pure water. I will not let that go to waste at all. So back on my scales, zeroing, and let's just see how much coffee it yielded. Tell you what, it yielded 201 grams of coffee. Fantastic. It should actually yield about 200 grams. Obviously the grinds take up some of that water. So I'm going to pause this to wait until the temperature of that drink has cooled down, and then, well, the proof's in the pudding. Or is the proof in the Harrogate? So I've got my thermometer out. 11 minutes have gone by. I want to do this live, so I don't want to scold myself. So I'm going to just drop the thermometer into the coffee, and it's at 56, 57. I think it's all right to drink. I don't like it to go above 60, because that just scolds my palate and would just ruin my taste buds, and I don't want this to happen. And of course, I know this water by its own as well. It is a lovely water. It's just lovely. Lovely in mouthfeel, consistency. Let's just see if it's got the right pulling power to extract the goodness out of coffee. Okay, putting my lips to it. Wow, this is lovely. There's a fruitiness that I'm very familiar with of that Kenyan. It's not too zesty. It's got kind of a sweet fruitiness. It's not so much like lemony that you equate maybe Kenyan coffees to. It's more kind of tea-like, I would almost say. But the mouthfeel is lovely. It's got a lovely body to it. It's delicious. It really is delicious. Now, as a cold brew, it was a bit thinner, but it was also lovely and bright, and nothing overpoweringly so bright, but just beautiful. They compare it, Campbell and Syme, to sweet pears. Now, they wouldn't be far off, actually, because I was grasping in a way for an indication, because I know it's not lemony, it's not grapefruity, it's not something, it's not so winey. Normally, you also equate Kenyan coffees with wininess. The sweet pear I like, I can work with this. And it is quite tea-like. It is just delicious. Now, I said earlier on that you probably would not carry a full crate of mineral water or Harrogate water back home. You might have a filter system that you're happy with. But I'm also, and I have one actually, but what I'm talking about is also when you're on holiday, when you're going somewhere and you've got supermarkets nearby, I would actually advise you to put your hand on a Harrogate. Try it, because it is quite lovely. Of course, we know that it needs a bit of magnesium and calcium, the pulling power for coffee, that's essential. So anything that's kind of very flat as a water in taste is not really good for coffee. This is lovely. I do like the Harrogate, I must say. And I love this Kenyan Kunyu AB bean roasted by Campbell and Simon East Finchley. You must check them out. I actually visited them as well at the roastery. They're just great new kids on the block. So thanks again for pairing me up with Harrogate and Kenyan coffee.